The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.
Everybody who is interested at all in politics is talking about the memo and the FISA memo. Is it going to be released? I want to shake down exactly, get to the core of what the FISA memo really is, and then I want to give you all of the update. But how many of us really at this point even know what this is supposed to be? We don't know exactly what's in the FISA memo. In fact, Axios is reporting today, inside the Trump administration's sources who have been briefed on the memo expect it will be underwhelming and not the slam dunk document that it's been hyped up to be. They're hearing that there's much more skepticism inside the White House than has previously been reported about the value of releasing this memo. Trump wants to release the memo, but there are a number of people in the White House who are fairly underwhelmed, and there's internal anxiety about whether it's worth angering the FBI director and intelligence community by releasing the information. I want you to know the holdup on this memo is coming now from the administration. Before, it was the hype of the Democrats. Hey, everybody, text me to release the memo. I wrote it and I have control over it. The president can approve that we release it, but you text and tell all those Democrats that memo should be released. That was all hype. It was smart hype. I mean, if you're a political player, that was smart hype, as long as you can pay off promise versus performance. They've promised us a great performance in this memo. Now, what's in it? Well, here's what they say is in it. What they say is in it is evidence that will show FBI bias against the president. That's bad. And this is the key, that the DOJ and FBI withheld information to the FISA court and then abused surveillance powers. Now, what is it that they withheld? This is really easy, and I have a solution for this because this memo is only going to make things more partisan. But there is a way the president can clear this up quickly. I'll give it to you in a second. Here's what the allegations are surrounded by. The Fusion GPS dossier. Now, the Fusion GPS dossier... Fusion GPS was working with Russia. Problem number one. This dossier was funded by the Clinton campaign. Problem number two. So you have opposition research for a political party trying to take down their opponent, plus it was compiled by a group that was working for Russia. So you have two problems there. Now, Christopher Steele is a very credible source. He used to work for MI6. He's known to us. He has done a lot of stuff for us. However, was this vetted? His job is to go out and grab everything that he can. Let me just talk to this person and this person and this person and this person. Now, have those things been confirmed? The answer was no. So you have raw, unverified information. For instance, I do not believe... Let me give you a real... The most salacious thing in the dossier was that Donald Trump went over there were golden showers, because he loves golden toilets and everything. There were golden showers that he was participating in. I do not believe that for a second. And you can believe the worst stuff about Donald Trump, but where this falls apart, he's a germaphobe. He doesn't even like shaking hands. He's a germaphobe. There is no way he was participating in golden showers. No way. But that was the most salacious thing in there. Was it confirmed? No. It was in there. Were the other things confirmed? No. It was a raw data dump. Coming from a company working for Russia, who, by the way, was on record trying to destroy our republic and to cause us to turn on one another. That's their stated goal. The second part, it was paid for by Donald Trump's opponent. Okay. So you have this. Now, let's just pretend that everyone is a patriot here, that there is no, we live in a world where nobody has an ulterior motive. Everybody's on the up and up. I mean, in America. So they get the document. Now, if you are a patriot and you get a document and it shows a whole bunch of stuff, you can use your logic and go, okay, germaphobe, that's not happening. Well, this one with Carter Page. Hang on, guys. Haven't we been working on something with Carter Page? Oh, yeah, the guy's an idiot. Carter Page has been in and out with Russia. They're using him. He's too stupid to even know what's going on. Well, I've got in this document all of that stuff, but he also went over to Russia. I know he went over to Russia. We were watching him. We don't know what exactly he did, but we think he met with some people. Well, this document says that he met with high-ranking government officials, and didn't he just join the Trump campaign? That's perfectly logical. The next step, if you're a patriot, would be, let's go get a warrant so we can figure out what Carter Page did who he was talking to. Now, you bring that to a judge. You bring that first to the DOJ if you're the FBI. Then the DOJ, you make your case. They come and gather that all up, and they go to the FISA court. Now, I'm a judge, and I'm a patriotic judge. I'm having a hard time figuring out how you can be a patriotic judge in a secret court, but you're a patriotic judge. You want to do the right thing. And they come in and they say, hey, this Carter Page thing. The judge is supposed to say, well, where'd you get that information? How sure of that information? The FBI and DOJ can say, we've been watching Carter Page for a very long time. We got this additional document and it confirms what we believe, and it comes from Christopher Steele. You remember him, Judge. We've been in front of you a lot of times talking about the information that has turned out right many of the times with Christopher Steele. Okay. Now, I have to ask one more question that nobody in the FBI and nobody in the DOJ wants me to ask, and that is, Have you sourced any of this yourself? Do you have anything else besides Christopher Steele? And how did you get this from Christopher Steele? Oh, we had it in a dossier. What dossier? Who put the dossier together? Fusion GPS. If the FBI didn't say, oh, and by the way, Fusion GPS is, they're also working with the Russians. Trouble. If the FBI also didn't say, we vetted all of this. I mean, at least the Carter Page part, the things that we're coming to you with, we vetted. And we've got a second source on this. We think this is very credible. Oh, and one more thing. The reason we were handed this, or the reason why this document exists, you know, from the company that's working with Russia, is it's also opposition research. This was paid for by the Clinton campaign so they could find something to destroy their candidate. If they told the judge those things, then you just have a problem with the FISA court, which I already have. If they didn't tell the judge those things, that's a real problem. That shows they're hiding things from the judge. If they didn't check those boxes, there is a problem. If they did, then you have a problem in the FISA court because you've now just set a new standard. Anyone can bring opposition research into a secret court and then convince a judge that we need to look into this. and that opposition research can be used to take down a candidate. That's banana republic stuff. Now, the question is, did that happen? I will tell you the easy solution, the way to find out that fast. The FISA memo. It is now sitting, waiting to be released. It only requires the president's signature. It arrived yesterday at the White House. They're talking about releasing it. They were talking about releasing it today. Now they say in a few days. What are they waiting for? Well, there is a chance that this really hurts the investigation. And you don't want to do anything that hurts the investigation if it's really going on. And I mean the investigation into Russia and what is happening at the DOJ and FBI. Are they weaponized? We know that the IRS was weaponized. There is no doubt. The IRS was weaponized. No one did anything to change that. We cannot have our justice system also weaponized. We need to know. So there are some people speculating that this is too dangerous and it shouldn't be released in the administration. The word is, and I don't know if I believe this at all, that they're saying there's nothing really in this memo and it's been too overhyped and it's going to be a dud. That's possible. There are others that are just saying that this is just the White House and the GOP, which is true. This was a GOP memo that they have hyped after they wrote it. So we're only going to get one side. Okay, as long as everybody understands it's just one side, that's fine. And it doesn't hurt the investigation. But the president is now standing around listening to his advisors. And if the president wanted some winning advice, here it is. Forget the memo. You have the power, Mr. President, to release the original affidavit sent to the FISA court. Redact it so we don't hurt anybody. I just want to see. Was the FISA court informed that the FBI and DOJ themselves said this was salacious and unconfirmed? Then, did they confirm what they were presenting to the court? Then, did they tell the court that Fusion GPS was behind this dossier and information and that they are working with the Russians? Did they, in the original FISA application, did they also disclose that this was opposition research? If they didn't do those things, then you have a real problem the size of Watergate. I believe bigger. If they did do those things, well, then the only problem everybody has is that we have a secret court. And praise the Lord, somebody actually cares about secret courts in the Constitution. Mr. President, the winning strategy here is to either let it play out till the end and get the bad guys for sure, or if you want to release anything, you can release the memo, but release the original affidavit sent by the FBI and DOJ to the FISA court and redact it. The question that everybody on both sides needs to ask themselves when it comes to the investigation is what is the investigation? Who are we investigating and what are we investigating? Are we investigating to find out if Donald Trump did something with the Russians that was wrong? Or are we trying to find out what is the network that Russia has built to influence our elections? And was anyone here, left or right, caught up in it by mistake, stupidity, or collusion? That's what I want to know. I also want to know this. With all of the evidence and all of the things that the FBI had investigated on Russia, and it is out in public record that it is, quote, a mountain of evidence of collusion, bribery, and obstruction. why hasn't the FBI done anything about those things? Because that all goes to Capitol Hill. And the FBI and the DOJ have sidelined all of that. We need to know two things. First, what is Russia doing? How is this system working? Is anybody here in America involved in it? That's it. This isn't a Trump investigation. This isn't a Clinton investigation. This is an investigation on Russia. What are they doing? And then who got caught up in it? Including our own DOJ and FBI. That's all this is. But everybody has made it political. I want you to listen to Richard Blumenthal on the FISA memo.
The Department of Justice has said that it would be extraordinarily reckless. And the release of this memo is really reminiscent of the darkest days of the McCarthy era with character assassination. It endangers methods and sources of the intelligence community, and it reflects an effort to distract from the Mueller investigation, which now is tightening its vise with this interview of Mark Corallo that the New York Times is...
Okay. You notice he was allowed to speak all the way through until the very end. And the question, the follow-up question was not about the McCarthy era. Wait a minute. Richard Blumenthal. And I've warned about this, by the way. I'm warning Republicans, be careful on what you say. Be careful of what you accuse, because if you come out and say, I got all these people, I've got a list of them, you better be able to back it up. McCarthy wasn't able to. Now, nobody, you notice nobody said the McCarthy scare in the last 100 years is one of the worst government things that has happened, right? The government has a trial for un-American activities and will put you in jail because you believe something that we don't like. And we call you in and can destroy you without any evidence at all, just on hearsay, just on people accusing you. Hashtag me too. This is one of the darkest periods of American history, at least in the last 100 years. It was the Salem witch trials. But did you notice he made that accusation about the Republicans and CNN to not push back? Now, let me take you to Steve King, who has the opposite point of view, also doing an interview on CNN. Listen.
We are going to have to pull all of this out, and that's one of the things the memo does.
But you're already concluding it was wrong,
Steve. It triggers the operations to chase the rabbit trails down.
But you're all Congressman. I know what's wrong. But how do you know
there
it was wrong if you
didn't
see the
There are
people that are
named in this memo, Chris.
Please, go ahead.
Chris, the data will come out. The data will come out. I want it to come out. I want it all to come out. I don't know that we ever get to the bottom of this unless we do. And if we're going to have a Congress that does oversight, we can't accept the FBI or the DOJ or any other branch of government from closing the gate in front of us and saying, sorry, you can't look at this because it's classified. Then what I saw and what I believe happened could go on in perpetuity and we become a banana republic. This is earth-shaking, and it does go deeper than Watergate, and the memo doesn't answer it all by any means.
How is it deeper than Watergate?
Deeper than Watergate.
Okay, stop. Deeper than Watergate? How could it go deeper than Watergate? You know what's missing from the last one? It's the McCarthy hearings. How could it possibly be like the McCarthy hearings? See, media, you don't understand. You don't get it. You are not being fair and objective because you just heard two really big charges. And I could make the case for the McCarthy charge and also at the same time holding the same point of view that it goes deeper than Watergate. Yes, I could make both of those cases. What I can't make the case on is the evidence, because no one has the evidence. What Steve King is saying, we have to release what evidence we do have, I am assuming, to stir up the people to get them to say, okay, we demand that everything is released here and there is a real investigation. I'm guessing that that's what the patriotic Republican is trying to do with this, because, as he stated, the oversight committee is being told you can't have access to that information. Now, let's put this into your job. Imagine you are you're a manager, and you go to your staff who you manage and you're responsible for. You are the one who signs the check, and you were the one that was chosen by the bosses. It was a direct election from the shareholders. And the shareholders picked that one boss, and that one boss looked at you and said, I want you to make sure that everything is accounted for. I want you to make sure that there's no funny business going on in accounting. Now imagine that's your job. That's the oversight committee. That's your job. And you go into the accounting office and they say, oh, you can't see any of the numbers. Well, no, I need to see these because I've looked at the general stuff and the numbers don't add up. Something's not right. I need to see specifically the transactions related to this. Oh, I'm sorry, you can't see that. It's confidential. I immediately go to the shareholders and I ring the bell. Look, I don't know if there's something wrong here because they won't let me see it. And every time I have tried to get information, they obstruct me from getting that information. Now, I have information and I can connect the dots, but maybe I'm connecting the dots improperly. I have other people telling me that the accounting department is dirty. I can't verify it because they won't let me see the information. This could be taken care of quickly if they just show me the information. Now imagine that somebody tells you, the accounting department is, they're looking into it themselves. And this accounting department has a history of dismissing any charges against itself, even though it will later prove out that, yep, somebody was embezzling money and they're still there. And yeah, there were charges, but they wouldn't let us look into it. And they finally admitted that, yeah, they were embezzling money. But now the shareholders have lost interest in that particular embezzlement because they're on another embezzlement. And so that one's never taken care of. Don't you on the committee stand up and talk to the shareholders and say, what the hell is wrong with you? They're stealing from you. And that's the way it should happen. And any company would demand it. In fact, the federal government would be called in to find out what was happening with that publicly traded company because something wasn't right. They're stealing your trust. They're stealing your justice. There will be no justice in this country if we don't trust that it is fair, even-handed, transparent, and accurate. The lowest on the ladder wants that, and the highest on the ladder wants that. Unless the highest on the ladder know I can manipulate this system. I have friends in this system. I and my buddies will get away with whatever we want. And that is not America. That is Mexico. That is South America. It's every dictatorship, every banana republic in Europe, in Russia, in Africa, in Asia. Every single time a country dies and goes into despair and despotism, the warning signs are you're losing control of justice. You can no longer trust your Justice Department because it's been weaponized. If you want to save the Republic, stop looking at this as something against Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton or the media or left and right. This is the clearest case of right and wrong. I want to know the truth. And if that means that Hillary Clinton goes to jail or Donald Trump goes to jail or neither of them go to jail and the justice and FBI guys go to jail, so be it. If it means no one goes to jail because there is no credible evidence, so be it. But I know one thing that will come out of it. If we look, we will find corruption in our own house, and we will find the source of that corruption in Moscow.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.